You're listening to the Shift Starter Daily with head shift starter Anthony Trucks.
It's about motivating the doers.
Discover the tools you need to elevate your life and business and ultimately make shift happen.
The number one enemy for you is complacency.
Power up your day with purpose, clarity, and powerful actions to reach your goals.
You will believe in yourself.
It's time. Let's get shift started. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Shift Starter Daily.
I looked in the mirror, I thought, I'll show you one day, and I feel limitless.
Don't forget to rate, review, smash that subscribe, and share with friends so we can grow the Shift Starter community. To join the conversation with Anthony and other Shift Starters, follow at Anthony Trucks on all platforms or visit www.anthonytrucks.com. Until next time, own your shift, get shift started, and make shift happen.
Yesterday to do something a little bit different, a little out of the box. And it's not something that's ever been done before. It's not something that's unique and special to me. It's something that was necessary and needed for a group of between 11 and 13-year-old boys. It's going to sound interesting, but I promise it'll tie into life in a good way for you. So I coach a football team. I coach my son's tackle football team. We are the Eagles. We played like five or six games, and I'm the defensive coordinator. And my job is to, you know, prepare kids to make tackles, to play on defense. If we do it well, we have an opportunity to win games, and all this stuff's great. Now, if you know me, which I'm assuming you know me because you listen to these podcasts, and you get a chance to understand my heart and my head and what I think about. And I'm really big on not too much about winning. Right? I want to win. Don't get me wrong. I love to win. I am focused on it. I'm going to put together a defense. We do a decent job of making stops, honestly. But the big thing is I need these kids to learn about life. I really need them to learn about life. And the crazy thing is you need to be pushed to extremes to actually get yourself to break out of the norm to, I think, settle into new situations, to have a better understanding or a different understanding of what's possible. So we've gone through the season, and I got in trouble. I've run them a little bit. Nothing crazy. But this last game we played was a little bit of an unsettling one. And the reason is because the last three games we've played, including this one, we've gone up against teams that are not that much better, but they're just more aggressive, and they're more physical. Really, that's it. They're just more aggressive. They're more physical. There's a different switch that those kids that we played against have tapped into to where they are playing with this reckless abandon. You know, when our kids go out there and they're, you know, running the ball, like when they see someone about to tackle them, they slow down and make it easier on the tackler. Whereas all the kids that we're playing against, those guys speed up and make it harder on our defensive tacklers. You know, I've noticed that there's this like little piece missing. I don't know what exactly it is, but we kind of were working towards it. But you know, we played these teams and it hasn't been the best for us. We haven't fared very well. And then I started thinking about, like, well, how do you get someone to be more aggressive? How do you get a group of 12-year-olds, you know, boys, to be more aggressive? Because when they're battling their sisters or their siblings, believe me, those kids will, like, tear fingers off. They will bite your eyeball out, like, when they're against their sibling. But put them in a football helmet and put them on the sideline on our team, and these kids, they aren't really pushing their highest, fullest potential. And so I take full credit for not doing what I did yesterday. Earlier. And what I did was I forced the kids into situations where they were, this is a sink or swim. They were forced to have to navigate the situation or quit. We had a couple kids cry. We had a couple kids, you know, not want to finish the whole drill. But to be honest, there was something that was magical that took place. And this is where it all comes together. We're going to sum it up for you. So it makes sense why I'm even talking about this. What happened was we got the kids to a level of quit. A level of not knowing what to do, a level of so dead tired that we quite literally had some kids crying. We got to that level, and then we started telling them, I started seeding it specifically, was you're not going to get through this alone. You're going to need to lean on your teammates, cheer each other on. It's going to be a battle, but when you do, and you do it right, celebrate it, have fun, get excited, bring some emotion into it. And we did some drills, and we did some running that was nonstop for a good, like over an hour. And I got the kids to get to that edge, and I pushed them over it. And in doing so, it was a different team. I mean, they got a little bit more gritty. They had a little more confidence in their eyes. They're yelling, making noises, making play. They're doing it. And they're actually like playing the game. And it was the first we'd seen all year. And I think what I need you to grasp from this is there are going to be situations and moments where you and I both know that other people who do what it is you're doing, they do it at a higher level, a faster tick. They do it at a different level that's beyond what you're currently doing. And you and I both know they're pushing a little bit more. If it's business, they're doing a little bit more in their business. And in your head, you're thinking, I got to keep my pace. I'll get there. No, you need to figure out what pace they're going at and go faster. And the thing is, it's going to get to a point where you start to realize the separation isn't skill set. The separation isn't what you know. The separation is simply aggression to an extent, not physical aggression, right? What was differentiating between my kids and the kids we're playing was the aggression purely. Now, if you can extract that in some way and put it forth in your life, what you'll find it's going to take you getting to a moment in time where you don't want to move. You don't want to do anything. You are dead tired. Your dog tired. It's just too much. But you keep going like I did with these boys yesterday. And when you do that, what ends up happening is something unique kind of it blossoms out of you. You get this sense of grit, this sense of grind, this sense of self, this ownership, this excitement in you. And man, you keep doing it. And what's great is if you've done it in a certain environment, you actually get the rest of the people around you, your team, your colleagues, we'll call them, your dream team, your support system, you get them on board. And now what ends up happening is you're all fighting together, pulling in the same direction, celebrating each other. Like our kids, we had a couple kids that were just, you know, slow to get in on their runs or their bear crawls. The whole team going out there and got the kids and clapped them in, like stuff that, man, they hadn't done all year. Now, we have yet to see if it's going to pan out for the team we're going to play this weekend, but I will tell you this. I feel vastly more confident putting this team on the field that had a practice today that was a different practice than we had last week. And reality is when you go ahead and look at your life, you're going to feel vastly more confident putting yourself on the field of play when you've showed up different. Because what I always have known to be true is you're never going to rise to the occasion. You will fall to your training. And my job is to train individuals at a level that is beyond what their typical is, so that when they get to the moment, they're not having to rise to the occasion, but they can fall to what they've been trained at, which is usually beyond what they're actually competing at. See, when you do the things for yourself that are difficult and you push yourself and you do it in a group of collectively great-minded people, what ends up happening is you get to these situations where you've been there before. The difficulties aren't enough to knock you down. So that's why, for me, I think we have to always get to the point of realizing you're never going to rise. You're going to fall. But that actually is a good thing if you're falling to a high level.